it still was reported yesterday by Hitman Hoops that Memphis has removed themselves from the mix for All-American transfer guard P.J. Haggerty.
Yep.
Now, a week ago, they were staying in the mix, right? They were still staying firmly in the mix. They wanted to leave the option open that if in case, you know, there was a world where he had an epiphany and he decided I'm going to come back for, you know, less money or whatever the case may be, that that option remained available to him. But Hitman Hoops reported that things would have to change drastically for Memphis to get back in the mix. He added that the $3 million offer that Memphis had prepared was the highest guaranteed amount, interestingly, among Ole Miss and NC State. And as of Sunday, P.J. Haggerty had yet to make a decision to any staff, but he was crystal balled.
Highest guaranteed. We must mean the others are incentive laden or something. And
must.
But still so much more attractive that you wouldn't take the three that are guaranteed? That's
yeah.
The highest guarantee?
Yeah, I mean, that's what it must mean. So that he's taking another offer from somewhere else that's less guaranteed money. Maybe the ceiling is better. I don't. You know, that certainly seems possible. But, yeah.
Well, if that's the case, you should move on. If you're that close.
Mm-hmm.
If you're giving him the most guaranteed money.
Yeah.
Then you should move on. Something I brought up last week. Like, at some point, you have to, because remember, PJ was still asking for four, still asking for 70% at point guard, of the time at point guard. You've now brought in Sincere Parker and Doug McDaniel. You can't give PJ Haggerty 70% of the time at point guard, which he wants because he's trying to prove to the NBA he will still have to after he gets done with his, you know, NBA workouts and everything else this go around. He's got to prove he can do it at point guard. And you can't tell Doug McDaniel now only you're only playing there 30% of the time when that's what he's done his whole life.
Yeah.
So you needed to move on. And frankly, we said it at this point, and it was probably true last week, even when you still were in it or you know, whatever, however you want to phrase it.
Mm-hmm.
Dane is the more important piece to have back
right.
with where your roster is.
Right.
Keep in mind, P.J. Haggerty also had 100-plus turnovers last year.
Yeah.
You going to put him at point guard 70% of the time? What's that going to look like for a program
mm-hmm.
that literally it's been your Achilles heel for the time that Penny Hardaway turnovers? And it was again this year. So it'd be a bad plan at this point to bring him in, throw him in there, what's a logjam now on ball. You should move on. You should be out. This is good news. Memphis is doing the right thing here.
Yeah.
And I realize we all got maybe even some emotional ties to PJ because he helped you win some big games.
Yeah, he did.
This is a good year.
Yeah.
You know, what he did. But this is the nature of it, and there shouldn't be feelings at this point because clearly PJ Haggerty is not having any for you. It's transactional now.
Yep.
You've either, you know, get with it or get hit with it.
Yeah.
That's the way it is. You don't have to like it. It's the way college athletics is. And it's smart now, smart business for Memphis to move on, focus on the business that is. You know, trying to get this waiver for Dane Danger.
Yep.
I like it a lot. I like the team a lot more if you got Dane. Penny's done, based on where he started, having to wait that long for P.J. Haggerty before P.J. put his name in, he's done a good job here filling the void.
Yeah, that's...
Because he didn't get to start from the get-go.
Yes. That is the key, right? That is the key.
It's very important. Otherwise, you're in for the biggest fish at the very beginning, John. So
yep.
You start in the race late
right.
to put together what he has with the backcourt that he does that late after you just say, you know what, we ain't getting PJ.
Right.
This guy's going in the portal.
Right.
Well, now we got to get going on replacing him. You did all of that after for the most part. It's a pretty good job at that point in the game. In the you know, does it mean it's a top 25 team? No. Might be, though, with Dane Danger in the middle of it.
Yeah,
I mean, off top might be.
Yeah, it is unfortunate that because you kind of hope that, all right, hey, man, you came to Memphis and you were second team All-American. Like, you kind of hope that would be enough to, you know, especially when the money was right, well, you hope that would be enough to attract him for a second year.
How about just do us right in the sense that, John, you and I said it was smart business right after the season ended.
Yeah.
That PJ should get in the portal.
Right.
He might set the market. So how about you just do that and it gives us a chance.
Yep.
Right early on,
yep.
Gauge how it's going to be with you.
Yep.
But more importantly, get on some of these other guys that went off top. Some of the when the selection is full
mm-hmm.
in terms of the transfer portal, you made them. He made you wait.
Yeah,
keep that earmarked. Put you behind on guys maybe that you could have had.
Yep,
it's a solid job considering
yeah.
how you had to wait. I guess you were behind the eight ball there. You really didn't. You didn't have any choice. I don't know, but No, man, I respect what Penny's done, because at one point I'm sitting here saying, man, this ain't even worth it no more, and you can't keep these guys.
Yeah.
You know, you can't do this anymore. I don't like replacing 10 or 11 every year, but to have to, for what we can see on paper so far, we know that doesn't mean anything until you get to February based on what we saw 2 years ago. But looks pretty solid considering everything you had to do to kind of wait, play the waiting game with PJ.
Yeah, no, you're exactly right.
And good, I mean, come on, man. You're telling me that's the most in guaranteed money, and he's still saying no? He's not back already?
That's what
back
Hitman
in that,
Hoop
that,
says.
That to me is a slap in the face.
Yeah.
Now, again, I'm factoring in, okay, maybe their incentives get you higher, whatever, the ceiling's higher on those offers, but come on, if the guy's guaranteeing you three, you know how tight things are at Memphis already.
Yep.
And you should trust Penny Hardaway at this point.
Yeah.
Man, yeah, the fact that he hadn't already locked in, absolute all everything you need to make the decision, it's time to move on.
Well, and again, you know, the truth of the matter is that you've already built the roster a certain type of way. I mean,
that's what I'm saying. You can't tell Doug now, I can only give it to you 30% of the time.
I don't know how you figured it out, but you
could figure it out, but then what do you have chemistry-wise, John? What do you have when P.J. Haggerty's folks are saying, we ain't got it 70% of the time like he told us, right? Because
yep.
Doug's got it 50%, and you want it to look more like it did with Tyrese and P.J. because it's the best thing for the team. That's where chemistry can go, right? That's what we saw 2 years ago.
Yep.
So yeah, may as well move on now because you got one that can do it in Doug.
Yep.
And Sincere is a score. We'll see. I mean, you know, this level, he should be fine. Yeah, I get that it's transactional. I'm the one telling you that for the folks that are attached to P.J. Haggerty, but this does seem disrespectful.
Yeah.
Bro, he made you into a second-team AP All-American.
Right.
Like, I realize it ain't just you, it ain't just Penny Hardaway touching you when you become that. You had a heck of a season and contributed to that. But come on, man, they opened the doors for you.
Yeah.
And yet they're offering you most guaranteed. He's doing everything he can for you. You're still not signed up, man.
Mm-hmm.
Deuces.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Because he's going to turn the ball over another 80 to 100 times next year. I can tell you that right.
Yeah,
now.
No, I mean, I think you feel good about what you did, right? I mean, you come away saying we met the number that we talked about. I mean, that's really all you can do as a program.
Well, and you also, there is another benefit to it, because that's what Penny Hardaway can tell the next one.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm sure he's told some of these guys, is look what P.J. Haggerty was on a loser. You know, putting up numbers, inefficient numbers, didn't mean anything. And look what we made him to in this system. So now that is a part of your pitch.
Right.
And I realize that the start of that pitch has to be some zeros after a dollar sign now. That day and that has changed. But having that, I turned this guy into an AP All-American, is equity for Penny.
Yeah.
And help you in all those situations. So you get something out of it, you know.
Yeah.
The fact that even though he's not returning and you're not having him back on something that you once envisioned could be him being the centerpiece of, but you absolutely still get the benefit of being able to tell the next one, I did this. I turned guys into better players. They have, you know, banner seasons under me.
Yeah. I mean, that
can help you going forward, and I'm sure already has with the guys that he's gotten.
Yeah, I called it like residuals is kind of how I thought P.J. Haggerty's second-team All-American season would act and behave as a, you know, for the University of Memphis.
Yep.
It's a residual. It's an opportunity, you know, to say to that Doug McDaniel or whoever it might be next year and the year around, like, hey, best year, you know, Tyrese Hunter, I throw him there too. Like, he had his best year as a guard at Memphis, you know,
yeah.
Percentage-wise and points-wise. So, you know, again, I would almost leverage the weakness of the AAC in my favor. I would say, you know, you have a chance to be a top five seed here, and you get a chance to beat up on people's heads who aren't on your level. I mean, just, you know, point blank. You know, that's got to be appealing, because some of these guys that might be their last year before they go to the NBA. They want to get their numbers up as much as possible, like anything. Like, and you're on, you know, you still are on ESPN,
mm-hmm.
you know, on Sundays, right? They're on Sundays, but they are on ESPN. So, you know, you don't feel like you're jumping into the void here. You don't feel like you're devolving into the abyss at Memphis, and you can run your numbers up. You know, it's a real pitch. And again, Memphis gave him $3 million. Like, they offered him $3 million. He didn't want it. What can you do? Like, sometimes you walk away from negotiations and you might say, man, we probably could have done a little more. I think if you're Memphis, you walk away from those negotiations very confidently saying, we truly did everything we could possibly do to keep him here, and it was his choice, not ours.
Well, also, if the money, like you said, was separate from the budget and
yeah.
just for him, guess what? That money can now go back to the people who gave it to you.
Oh, yeah.
And you tell them, John.
Next year.
Exactly. You tell them, you know what, we're not going to use your money when it's not worth it. That's what you tell them.
Oh, yeah.
Now, obviously, you're in a situation where PJ, he doesn't want your money.
Yeah.
But that it goes to, man, we're not going to do that, and we can't do it to you every year. That's something
that's
you spend
right.
again to whoever it was, Bill, whoever threw that money, that $3 million together. You tell them that's our, we're not going to, you know, keep breaking that glass.
That's right.
If we don't have to.
That's
that
right.
makes them feel better about it, how you're taking care of their money.
Yep.
And so, they, you know, that's what I'd be spending at them if I were Penny. You know what? Well, we needed to move on from this guy.
Yeah.
You know, and that money goes back to them because, that, as you said, that's separate from the 4-5.
Because the reality is that this particular cycle.
We need it for the next time.
You were kind of limited in that because you had this outside money that was stepping up to the table, and they were stepping up to the plate, and they were saying, we'll give PJ 3 and Dane 2. But it was earmarked for those guys. And so you really couldn't, with the money that you had for everything else, you really couldn't even go after big fish in this cycle because you had to wait on those decisions.
Mm-hmm.
Your money was spoken for, right? And that's what we were wondering, like, man, like, where are all the names? Like, where are all the guys from Memphis? And the truth is that they had a situation where they had two possible returners in PJ and Dane, and they had to sell out for those guys. And next year, they will probably not have to do that. Next year, they will be able to enter the portal, hit it running. We got $5 million. I don't know if it'll be 5. It might be 3. Whatever. But we got $3 million. Who won it? Like, who wants to be our $3 million man, you know, in 2026? I mean, that's how you would do it. I'm not saying that it would exactly look like that, but yeah, I mean, you're not spending it on PJ. So it's going back to the economy somehow, some way.
We got to get to a point where it's not 10 or 11 every year, though.
Yes, agreed. It's not possible.
You can't keep doing this.
It's not possible to win.
It's not sustainable.
Yeah.
Have good chemistry every year with that many new guys.
No, it really is. It's like a crapshoot every single year. And although Penny has rolled sevens on the come out, you know, this year, you know, at the beginning of last year, you know, sometimes you are going to get the snake eyes.
Hopefully the Tedfords, the Ashtons will address some of that.
Exactly. That's all you can hope for at this point. Yeah, it really is.
Did Curtis make a decision?
He's visiting Miami.
Okay.
So I don't know if that's a decision, but he is visiting Miami. And
I only saw him as sort of the point guard of the future, if you got him.
With the first year head coach, that kind of feels like one where, you know, you may absolutely see where that could go. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So anyway, there you have it. PJ Haggerty in Memphis. Seems like it's over. It's done. And you know, we'll see where if there's any. I guess at this point, Memphis is just waiting on Dane. Like and you know,
we survived pretty good post David Jones. There was a time when we were worried about it, like John's worried about AI and its takeover.
Yep,
we got PJ Haggerty. Everything was fine.